Hello, everyone. Consciousness is our topic today, and what it is. In general, defined as the ability to be aware of our own existence, or we can think of it as a tool used to create an inner reality that makes sense to us, right? The importance of attaining higher consciousness is regularly mentioned in connection with spiritual awakening and growth. But really, what is it? And scientists are now looking at it and understanding that consciousness is a field that we exist within rather than something we possess. Instead of producing consciousness, the brain acts as a receiver that picks up and processes consciousness that exists outside itself. Although matter takes up only a third of the universe, we usually think of space that surrounds us as being empty space because we can't see anything, right? And we call this zero-point field. It actually is packed with energy and acts as an enormous storehouse of consciousness and memory. And by the way, that energy that looks like zero-point when we're looking out and we don't really see anything, that's called rods. And for those who see those little sperm-like little things floating around all around them, those are called rods. And that's that energy that we're talking about. It's fascinating when you can actually see it. Your vibration has to be high enough for you to see it, to be quite honest. Spiritual sages have long considered this matrix of consciousness and energy to be a divine ground, the one mind of God that is shared by all of existence. And so this means that the divine mind literally permeates everything in existence, and this is where the concept of higher consciousness comes in. Although everything that exists is conscious, it would be ridiculous to claim that everything is of the equal level or awareness. We can think of consciousness as a light that's either on or off, but intelligence and awareness as a resort that can be dialed up or down. So welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. And of course, I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. And that is what our subject today is going to be on, consciousness. What it is, do we need to do anything with it? And if so, how do we raise it and how do we work with it? If you have any questions, I invite you to call in. That number is 323-203-0815. Again, that it's 323-203-0815. And as you know, Affirmations for Living really is about affirming a positive way of living, and it is your birthright. It is your absolute being, and you are supposed to live with passion and purpose and to prosper. So if you could just imagine in this very moment that right now everything is bending, folding, and molding for you, right, to come into alignment with all that you are desiring. That is what this is all about, offering these tools, the services to assist you on that journey. And if you've been to my website, you already know that I have affirmations there. I have guided meditations and even a master series where you can download MP3s. Because it is important that you find those tools that can help raise your consciousness. And so that is what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm just sharing a little bit more information with you later because I actually have a webinar series coming up, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later. So then, if we understand that consciousness is this energy, and some of us can actually see that energy as those rods floating around once you raise your vibration, what does it mean, really? What is Christ consciousness? Because as we go through this awakening and this ascension and all of these words and this jargon that we keep hearing, really, what does it mean? Okay. It means to become aware. So Christ consciousness is the human mind has a spiritual current running through its thought streams. These streams contain vital information from spirit that is highly valuable to humans. Spirit is the source of everything. It is the source of our truth. It is of beauty. It is good, and it conveys these ideals through the human mind that intersect with a person's beliefs. Hear that, if you will, with the person's beliefs. So as you believe, as you thinketh, as you vibrate it, then that is what you will connect to. Hear that, because that has a lot to do with what? The laws of attraction. Think about that for a moment, okay? And so all of this is moving around. It's circulating, and you tap into what you are a match to. In human life, spiritual growth is achieved by aligning with these spiritual currents that come from both the personality and the mind of spirit by intellectual assent and emotional devotion. Christ consciousness is the growing human recognition and blending of human evolution or ego mind with the divine mind and the divine personality that is the source of human happiness and fulfillment. This awareness accrues over time within the consciousness of human thinking, when the intention and the attention and openness is focused on knowing who and what is. So this is a mouthful, and I understand that. And so let's just stop for a minute and think about it. We understand all of this about Christ consciousness, and we keep hearing it. Christ consciousness is a state of awareness of your true nature. It is the balancing then of your ego and your personality all being balanced within self. And it takes practice, and spiritual practice actually, to move forward. And as we continue to expand, to evolve, it becomes more and more of our reality, right? Christ consciousness then is our birthright. As children of God, Christ consciousness definitely has nothing to do with any sort of religion. It has to do with being fully alive and invested in who you truly are. It is our Christed self. We live as an inspiration for others to seek this for themselves so that we can collectively move our planet forward into the divine plan for transformation and glorification. And so really think about that. Christ consciousness is about becoming the God part of who you already are. It's becoming aware of that. It means to become conscious at all aspects of your life. It means to get off of autopilot. And so let's think about that for a moment. Because you know who you are when you're on autopilot, right? You get up and you do the same job every day. You go to that job, the same route you take every day. You have your favorite colors, your favorite clothes that you wear. You have that favorite cup of Joe in the morning and you make it the same way. All of these things that you do without even really giving thought to it. That is not how you're going to embrace becoming Christ conscious. Or raising your consciousness. To raise your consciousness, you really have to get out of this autopilot. And so you have to begin to think in the aware moment, meaning in the present moment. And so you have to let go of all of these habits and to become aware of right now, what am I, Edvige, thinking about? And what am I, Edvige, giving energy to? And what am I accepting responsibility for? Because I know that I'm vibrating what I'm vibrating right now, and then that's going out and it's magnifying itself, and then it's becoming manifest and coming back to me. So that's what being conscious is all about. It's starting to become aware of my thoughts, aware of all that is around me. And you know, it's so very interesting. We talk about all of these activations and we talk about, you know, ascending and timelines and all of these things. All of that is really what's in us, is what we are creating for ourselves. And so as you do the work, as you raise in your spirituality, then you're going to activate yourself. You know, if you've heard me before, you know I've been visited by our benevolent Christed beings. And really, that's what it's all about. In all of the experiences that I've had, they have shown me that it's about getting within. It's about connecting to the spark that's within you. And as you do that more and more and more, all of these things then are added unto. So it's about seeking first the kingdom, which is source energy, and then allowing those gifts, allowing your own activation, allowing all of these things to unfold. And it really is mastery of self. So how do we get off of autopilot? How do we become aware? Well, right, wouldn't that be through intention? That was another lesson that I was taught by those benevolent beings, by the way. It took them about a week every day in early in the morning talking to me about intention and attention. So the intention, we understand, well, for example, I'm intending to speak and have a good show today, right? So I've set the intention to do that. I can go into meditation and contemplate it. I can sit and write it out and how I see, you know, what I'd like to experience, the intention of my manifestation. So I've done that, but does it go anywhere? Can I make it manifest simply by having an intention to do so? No, that's not what they showed me. You actually have to have an attention to it now. You have to put action behind it, the will behind it, the energy that makes it manifest. And that is the attention that you're going to give to it. So I intend to have a really good show today. Now, what is the attention that I now have to give to it? Well, I have to make sure that I have these concepts down, right? I might want to write some notes out. I might want to pay attention to what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, how it's making me feel in the moment, to make sure that it's coming out the right way. That's now paying attention to it and giving it the energy so that at the end of it, what will have happened? A good show. That's what I was intending. Hopefully that's the end result. And so that's how you have to begin to live in each moment, giving each moment. You set the intention. I get up in the morning and the intention is to have a joyful day. The intention is to have whatever type of day, right? To be productive, to do whatever. That's the intention that you're setting. And I would hope that you are setting an intention throughout your day. If it is to become spiritually awakened, to rise up the Christ consciousness within yourself, then my intention needs to be to connect to my higher God self, to connect to that higher part of myself, to be able to communicate with my guide. So I've set this intention now. Now, how do I give that attention? Well, ask. Begin to talk, begin to have the conversation. Say to my team, hey guys, you know what? My intention today is to learn your names. Well, okay, I've set that intention. Now go about my day and say, well, give me a sign, show me something, and begin to pay attention. Begin to now put in the awareness, right? And listen, look for those signs of synchronicity. Listen, look, use those senses that you've been given and have them help you. So if I've set the intention that I want to be connected, now I'm going to start to give attention to it. And so now I look for those signs of synchronicity, and I ask my team, my guides, my higher self to show me those signs. And now I become aware and I begin to pay attention to what that looks like and how it shows up for me. And that's giving it the attention. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to stop in the middle of my day and say, well, I'm intending to be spiritually connected. I'm intending to be aware. So let me stop right now in this moment. I've had a busy day. I've had this hustle and bustle. It doesn't seem to be going quite as I intended it. So let me stop for this moment and pay attention to what I'm thinking. Pay attention to how I'm feeling, which is my guidance system, and say, what am I creating in this moment? If I like it and it feels good, fine, I'll continue. But if I don't like it, if it's not going according to my intention, then I need to give it some more attention, don't I? And then you need to feed it more. You need to nurture it more. You need to condition it more. You need to pay attention to it more. You need to meditate on it more, contemplate on it more, pray about it more. And then as you give it that attention, then it begins to bend, fold, and mold once again and move in the direction of what that intention that you set earlier was. And so you see, it's not all so cut and dry. You have to really do the spiritual practices, the work to raise that consciousness, because that is the process. And it really has to be with you becoming aware in every moment, that feeling. And why would you want to do this? Because, you know, is it the fad? Why exactly would you want to do this? What's the significance of wanting to, you know, be bothered with raising your consciousness? Well, because we're all out here and we're wanting to live the life that we desire. We don't want to feel ourselves subject to what is going on the outside and losing control. We are divine beings here having this physical experience. And if we are to gain control of what those experiences look like, then we have to raise our consciousness, our awareness, our vibration, so that we can better create the experience that we want. And so that's why. You know, it's so very interesting. In my practice, I share with people this thing about why we're even here. You know, why do we have to go through all of this work? Why does it seem like we suffer so much? Why does it seem like you're away and separate? You know, it's a mean joke that God's played. And why do we go without and lack and limitation, all of these things? And understand that, you know, we are extensions of source energy, and we're truly here to experience self. We're here to evolve the species of humanity. We're here to awaken and to move into our higher dimensional selves. But it's a process. And so we have to do the steps, because that's how, through free will, and if we understand that this is a free will zone, that's how it's done. So understand then, you know, lifetime after lifetime, you've mastered all of this dysfunctionality, right? You've mastered lack and limitation, fear and guilt. Let's see, as you're listening, I know you can add to that doubt and shame and finding yourself not worthy and poverty and this poverty consciousness, and you got to work hard for your dollar and no pain, no gain, all of these false programming things that are within, right? And really, that's all it is just false programming. It's not the truth of who you are. But lifetime after lifetime of having these experiences, we believe this now to be our truth, and this dysfunctionality rules us. Well, hear this. In your DNA, as a spark of God that you are, it's programmed within you now to have this awakening, this realization that you are more than the sum of all this dysfunctionality, that it's within you to wake up. It's within you to activate yourself. It's within you to become that Christ-conscious being that you are to be. So we have all this dysfunctionality, and we have to transmute it. We cannot just put it in this tiny little box, pretend it doesn't exist, then go find this person, this psychic, this person out here and say, excuse me, could you just activate me, and now I'm going to be this God spark, and I'm going to bypass all this stuff. No, as we do the work, as we transmute, as we let go, as we raise our vibration and let go of all these things that aren't serving us, we're actually evolving the species. We're evolving mankind. And as we do that for ourselves, we do it for, oh my goodness, we do it for our family, for those past generations, for the future generations. We do it for everyone. And so that's what's wonderful about this. We, the star seeds, said we would come forth and help evolve humankind. And so that's what we're doing. And so it's important that we understand how to do that. So, you know, there are lots of tools out there. So the meditation, there's the prayer, there's all sorts of different modalities that you can use to allow you to go within and to let go, to clear your field, to empower yourself so that you can become the God spark and the Christ conscious being that you're here to be. So you can't bypass any of these steps, you know, and it's so very interesting how we think that we can, but you really have to lay the foundation, and the foundation is that you are a spiritual being having this physical experience. And so as a spiritual being, I need to connect to my higher self. Well, you have to do the work. No one's going to be able to connect you to your higher self. You got to connect you to your higher self yourself by doing the work, by peeling off those layers of the onion and letting that flower, letting that core come to life, to bloom. And so it's a process, but it works. And I'm here to say I know for a fact that it works. And so that's what we're doing. You have to remember that you are a divine in nature, right? And so to honor yourself, to be patient with yourself, to be kind to yourself, and to be grateful for where you are. And look at it now in this light that, you know, these experiences are causing me to expand. These experiences are causing me to have the power to transmute them so that I can be a part of this whole evolution of mankind. And when you look at it in the greater picture, you know, step back and look with a bigger view of it, and not just your small perception of what you believe to be happening to you and someone's doing to you, but look at the bigger picture, and that you said you take on this role, and as you took on this role and you evolved through it and moved through it, it would help humanity. So if you can look at it like that, isn't that a better picture? And now don't you feel more empowered that, wow, you know what? Me, little old me, actually can do something empowering, can do something to help the whole, because that, in fact, is what you are doing. That is what each and every one of us is doing. And it's amazing. So think about that for a moment. So the next time you say, gosh, this is just so difficult, I don't know how I'm going to get through it, just stop for a moment, breathe, and say, you know what? I know I can get through this. I know that I'm empowered to do so. I know that I now have the tools to do so. And break it down piece by piece, and then it doesn't look so overwhelming to you. So that is what this process is really all about. That's why it's important to raise your consciousness. As you begin to raise it, you're going to really see the truth of who you are. And right now it's overwhelming because ego is still a part of it. Yes, I did say ego, and ego has its happy home. You know, I did an episode on ego, and so we know that it's about balancing the ego in the physical. And so it's that false sense of ego that tells you that you can't do this, and it's overwhelming. So as you do the work to raise your consciousness, and how do you do that? You meditate, you pray, you intend, you give it attention. All of these things will help to raise it. Okay? So as you are then meditating, think about it, and you're beginning to go within and listen, you then start to connect to those higher aspects of yourself. As you connect to those higher aspects of yourself, who you truly are starts to be revealed to you. Wow. And you then get to look at yourself more objectively, and you don't feel personally attacked by any of these things that are coming to you, because you know that they don't really matter. It's just a process that you're going through to help humanity evolve, right? And so you see this thing, and now you can say, this aspect is no longer serving me. Let me do the process to transmute it, to let it go, to return it back to the divine essence of perfection that it originated from. And so that's what this process looks like. So you breathe. You're grateful for where you are, knowing that now you can move through it. So you meditate, you contemplate it, you pray on it. You don't tuck it away in a box and pretend it doesn't exist. So let's take lack for a moment, if we will, and say, okay, now what do I do with this? I'm lacking showing up everywhere. So you take it, you meditate, and as you raise your vibration, you begin to realize that that's just an outside effect that you created and caused on the inside. But that's the false part of you, the ego part of you, that is creating this lack and limitation and separateness. So as I connect to my higher self, I know that I'm actually abundantly prospered in all areas of my life. That is the actual truth about me, and that I can let go of the illusion that it is anything other than that, and that this lacking is my imagination. It doesn't really serve me, and let it go. And release it. And now when it comes up again, transmute it, clear the energy around it, and remove it from yourself. You know, of course, if you've heard the show before, you know I love the violet flame. It certainly works because it's going to return it back to the frequency of perfection. So use these tools to do that. And then more and more of the truth of who you are is revealed to you, and these things can begin to purge away from you, then showing you who you truly are. You get to manifest more of what you're desiring in your life. So as you raise your consciousness, your desires, your interests, your priorities all begin to change, and that's how this is going to affect you. You know, people often ask, well, how do I find my soul purpose? Well, you're not going to find your soul purpose through ego personality still taking over. You're not going to find your soul purpose in the mix of all of that. So you really have to do the work to transmute, to let go, to purge, to cleanse. You have to move yourself into the awareness of the now moment and to think about what you're doing in this now moment, how you're feeling, to set the intention of what you want, to give it attention. You have to do all of those things to raise your consciousness. And that will then allow the real you to begin to appear, right? And then that's where soul purpose comes in. So that's the effect, the benefit of really raising your consciousness, becoming that Christed being that we all are here to be. We are the return of the Christed one. And so think about it. Your desires, your interests, your priorities, all of these things change. You will remember that you created life, and you get to create your new reality. So that's really empowering, because what am I saying? I'm telling you that if you do this work, you're going to raise your consciousness. And if you raise your consciousness, you're going to get to create more of the life you actually want. Yes, absolutely. Right? And think about it then, what could be the results of raising your consciousness? Well, unlimitedness, if that's such a word. The results are infinite. Evolution will continue. You will recognize your real identity as an eternal and immortal being, a child of love created by love. You, my goodness, your lost memories will be restored. So it goes on and on and on. So there is no quick fix, but if you go within and begin to do this work, all of these things can then come to you. To fully embrace change, you must gain control of your truth, paying attention to both what you allow in and, right, what you send out. The programming of your subconscious mind can be challenging, to say the least. So all of these things are important that you really begin to think about what's going in for a moment, because as you're raising your consciousness, you don't want to have to stay in this cycle, and that's what it is. Imagine that we've moved out of linear time and we're into the cycle. You don't want to keep going around and around and around. That's why it's so important to purge and to let go of all of those things that aren't serving you anymore, because we're going in that circle. And so you have to let go of those things that aren't serving you, and so you don't want to keep repeating some of those actions that are causing these things to stay there. So, you know, I'm always talking about the programming, right? What you are putting in is so important. And what you are putting out is just as important. So what are you reading? You know, if you're reading doom and gloom and the world is ending, all of these things, is that not what you're giving your energy and your vibration to? So pay attention. Are you looking at things that are violence around the world? Are you watching programs? And, you know, I've said it again and again, but it's so worth repeating because it's so important, and it's such a vitally important part of this whole thing. As we're raising our consciousness, we want to really hold on to the essence of love and light. And regardless of what is going on the outside, know that through your love and light, through your transmutation of all those lower vibrational things that are no longer serving you, the lack, the limitation, the dysfunctionality, as you are doing this, then more love and light goes out, and it will evolve humanity. It will make a difference. One soul at a time, as we all connect in. And so, yes, it's important that I repeat, pay attention to what programming you're allowing yourself to be exposed to, what you're watching on television, whether it be a violent movie or a negative movie or whatever, something that you're reading, and then you're sharing this information with others, what are you then expanding on? You're expanding on the fear. You're expanding on the lack. You're expanding on the limitation instead of expanding on the love, on the light, and what is right in the world and what is going on that actually is serving. Find that information to share with people and not all of this negative doomsday stuff that people so eagerly want to attach to and then wonder why change isn't happening. Hello, because what are you giving energy to? How do you expect it to? There is no miraculous thing going to happen outside. You got to start within. So it's important that we really begin to look at that and to choose our words wisely, because they have energy and they can sting, they can love, they can create, right? It's the intention and the attention that you're giving to something. So it's important that you really choose those words wisely. Use loving, kind words, words that uplift. And so that's why all of this is so important. You know, it's so very interesting. Another thing that I want to cover, because it seems to always come up, is our spiritual gifts, you know, and it's so important that you realize that whatever that gift is that you may or may not have, if you raise your consciousness first, if you raise your vibration, then whatever those gifts, they will come to you naturally. But if your intention is to acquire these gifts because you think they're cool and you don't have the spiritual foundation to use them, then what good are they? And your higher self might say, well, you know what, you're not really ready to receive, and send them those activations and all those things you're doing just don't work because your higher self is watching you, guarding you, protecting you, and saying, well, you're not ready for it. So that's why it's so important that we do the spiritual work, the clearing of our energy fields, the clearing of different things, the pulling back of, you know, those soul fragments and all of those things that are out there. So the gifts that you have lost can only be fully restored when your level of consciousness of unconditional love, harmony, right use of will, right use of power, and divine wisdom are maintained in your awareness and in your feelings and in your actions. Now, that is worth repeating. Your gifts, whether it's to heal, to teach, to be that space of love, whatever your gift is, because, you know, we're so busy always comparing what everyone can do. It doesn't matter. We all serve the whole, and that's where we need to be. Whether, you know, I have friends who are shamans and she has amazing gifts. I have friends who can activate and they activate different things. I'm an activator. It doesn't matter what those gifts are. It might be that you have wonderful gifts of being artsy and you paint and spirit moves through you through your art. It might be you're an amazing mother, father, musician, and you open hearts that way. It might be holding the space of love and light. It might be that you really understand oils and, you know, herbs and different things. So we all can have different spiritual gifts, and they will fully come on board when you raise your consciousness. And so these gifts, so what you're looking for, your consciousness of unconditional love. So let's break these down. What is unconditional love? And I know you've heard me talk about that before as well. Unconditional love is that agape love, right? It's that love for all, regardless of what they look like, really, what language they speak, what color they are, what they have done or not done, your judgments of them, all those things you have to transmute. So you see how this dysfunctionality, do you see how deep it can be? All of these things that we have to let go are perceived ideas of people and what they've done to us, whether it be to our country or to whomever. We have to let all of that go. Unconditional love is just that. We have no longer placed any conditions on it. I love you if, you know, you do this for me, and I'll love you if, and Valentine's passed recently, and so I'll share this one. Think about it. You know how all those single people out there, you have your list. Everyone has their list of those attributes that they're looking for. Well, that's conditions. He has to be this height, and he has to be this, and he needs to have this type of job, or she has to be the Barbie, and she has to be this, and she has to be that. Well, is that true love? No, not so much, because that is conditional love. I will love you if you meet these set requirements. That's not love. You have to open yourself up to it. Be love, and then you will attract the love that you are. So that's unconditional love. Loving of, and my friend, the shaman, I won't say her name, would say, loving of everything, all life, and that means the plants, the animals, everything has creation in it. Everything has God, energy, source in it. Whatever you want to call it, Father, Mother, God, universal energy, whatever the name is on it, it is the source of all that is. And that source is in everything. And so we are to love and honor and cherish everything. So that is the unconditional love. That's a lot when you think about it. So then the next one is harmony. You know, it's so important that we be in harmony, that we have that balance. And I'll share a story with you about that, being in balance. I'll never forget, a couple of years ago, I was driving to my store, and I know I've said this story before, but again, it's worth repeating. And I was pulling up to my store, and I got a flat tire, and I let that bother me. I let it take me out of my heart space. I was in disharmony, not even realizing, because it's so easy for that to happen. You don't even know that that's the case when it's happening. It's just because we're on autopilot. That's why it's so important to get off of autopilot and to pay attention in every moment as to what we are feeling and thinking and manifesting. So here it is. I have this flat tire, and I go in my store, and, you know, I have an appointment I need to get to, and now I have no way of getting there. And so, to make a long story short, a gentleman comes into the store, and he's, you know, my mom is there, and she's now going to watch the store, and he said he would give me a ride to where I needed to go, and that he would wait for me when I was finished with my appointment and bring me back to the store so my mom could get home. All of these things just worked out. Didn't want to drive my mom's car. So all of these things just worked out just fine, and, you know, of course, this harmony word, so that's where this is leading. It bothered me for that split moment, but it bothered me enough and took me out of that heart space and into disharmony long enough that later on that night, as I'm sleeping, I hear an outside voice, and this outside voice says, disconnect from an uneven temper. And I thought, well, what are you talking to me? Who is this? My husband's not home. Who's talking to me? And the voice said it again, disconnect from an uneven temper. And I said, oh, so you're talking about earlier today. I allowed that to take me out of my centered space, my heart. I allowed it to move me out of harmony. And so it's that important that my guides, right, my higher self, connected to me in that moment so that I would actually have this voice outside of self waking me up to tell me to disconnect from the uneven temper. That's how important it is to be in harmony, to be in balance. If we are to raise our consciousness, we have to always be aware of how we're vibrating and that we be in that heart space as often and as much as we can. So being aware is why it's so important, because you have to be aware that you're in harmony or you're not in harmony. And of course, the right use of will. So as we're getting these gifts and we're able to manifest all sorts of things, it really needs to come from that space of our heart and from love, and that it's for the best and highest good of not only yourself, but for all concerned. And when you can do that, that is the right use of will. And when you can do that, then, wow, you become that Christ-conscious being. And, you know, we use that word will. You remember my show last week when I had Anthony on, we were talking about my story of the will and how Jesus appeared, and then he morphed into William, the will of the I Am Present, and that energy came back with me. And that's how important it is. The will is the energy that gives attention to something, that makes it manifest. And it needs to manifest from the space of love and light always. And so we always have to be seeking to be of love, to be of light, to be in harmony, to be of balance. And when we can maintain all those things, then we're moving in the right direction. So those are the ways and the things that have to happen for your soul, for all those gifts that you have to come to you. And it's really important. So think about it. As we raise our vibration, as we raise our vibration.
Hello.
Hello, is someone there?
Yes, this is Jacquini.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I will. Okay, everybody. So this is a Facebook friend.
Yes. I'm on right now. Oh, my gosh.
You're on.
Okay. I just have a quick question regarding meditation. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. When we listen to meditation, like binary beats, I would hate to think that people would do harm to us, but should we be aware that possibly listening to those binary beats, that it could do us some harm?
You know, what's so important is discernment. And so when you go out to the internet, and I'm assuming that's where you're finding all of these things, and everyone really needs to hear this. It's so important that you, boy, and there's going to be a lot coming in for this. It's so important that you be aware of the integrity of what that site is. You know, I have a friend out in California, and I won't mention her name. We research sites and different things, especially her. And she actually sent me this information once on this site that had some satanic stuff hidden deep within it. And
right.
So it's like she pointed it out, and when she showed it to me, I'm like, oh my goodness, how many people have gone to this site and purchased wares not knowing that it was for the dark? And so, yes,
that's what my spirit has been telling me. You better be careful what you're listening to.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, because I don't know, you know.
And so.
Okay.
That's really important. And so you're getting that guidance. And so, you know, you can test it. You can do a muscle testing. So you can be on that site and ask yourself, call on your higher self. Is this for my best and highest good is this a safe site for me to purchase from? And muscle testing, you will move forward on the yes, and you will move backwards on the no. And so you can muscle test yourself for all sorts of things. You know, are different foods good for me? Are they not good for me? And call in your higher self. Okay, this is for my highest and best good. Is this meditation good for me?
Right.
And you'll be surprised the answer will come if you don't, you know, because a lot of our times we're not clear that we're hearing our guidance or we're feeling our guidance, but muscle testing, you can do that and then begin to train.
What do you mean by muscle testing exactly?
Well, you know, it's kinesiology. And so kinesiology, your body is amazing. And your body, when you're tuned in, tapped and turned on, has all the answers. Everything's internal, right?
Okay.
My higher self to come through in my body. And now I ask my higher self, is it for my best and highest good that I purchase from this website? And And moving forward is a yes, typically. And moving, if you stand and you ask yourself a yes or no question and watch what your body does, it will move and it will move backward on a no. Oh. So develop that skill and use it for everything, discernment.
Okay. Thank you so much, Edie.
You're welcome. And of course, now on my website, you know I have a meditation. It's good.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. When I was at Karen's store, I wanted to get it, but I didn't have any cash on me. So I will be going there to get it.
Very cool. And actually, for those listening, it's available on my site, affirmationsforliving.net. It has 9 ancient solfeggio tones embedded within, but those solfeggio tones are ancient, and what they do, they actually awaken and activate your chakras and all sorts of amazing things, but it's all clean. I listen to it every day myself to keep myself balanced. So, very cool. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
We begin to embrace all of these things that I've been saying, because that is how we raise our consciousness. That is how we become who we're supposed to be. That soul purpose will be revealed to you. At this point, as we move into this, well, you know, everyone has talking about ascension. Ascension means to open your heart. It means to begin to see all life as one. Your ascension to your spiritual freedom has been the goal of all of these incarnations since the beginning of time. It is for you, right? It's for you to awaken your heart to who you are. So as I am closing up here, just a couple of things to remind you. Starting April 5th, I'm going to have a webinar series. So for all of those who can't participate and come to my class here in Vegas, like you heard the caller, I'm doing a class this Saturday at the Spirit Within You here in Vegas. And so if you cannot participate because you're not local, I'm going to have a webinar series starting April 5th. It's going to be on my website, all that information coming up in another week or so. So go to affirmationsforliving.net and check into that. It really is a series on all the steps on raising your consciousness in deep detail, much, much more detail, because we're going to do 90 minutes every Sunday for 5 weeks consecutively. So I want to invite you to go and start to check that out, because that's coming real soon. And so really it's about holding yourself accountable. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. You are the one that will activate yourself when you are ready. Okay, stop looking on the outside for the answers. Everything that you've always needed has always been with you on the inside. Begin to connect to that aspect of yourself. Set the intention that you're going to do it, and then start to put the attention to it and give it the attention. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Edvige. You're listening to Affirmations for Living. Love, peace, and happiness to everyone. Be blessed. Take care. Bye-bye.